All right. Welcome back to it on a Monday, the 22nd of July. You probably saw it over the weekend. 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission. But what I saw over the weekend that I found most entertaining was going back a few years, Buzz Aldrin was being hammered by some conspiracy theorist who believed the moon landing was all a staged event that occurred in Hollywood and never really occurred. And the guy wouldn't leave him alone. If you didn't see this video, and Buzz Aldrin finally turns around and punches the guy right in the face, just hammers him. And Buzz Aldrin must have been about, 75 at the time. At any rate, very entertaining as far as that went. But the moon landing, obviously a big deal. Mike Pence says we will be returning to the moon very soon. And Mike Pence says that the Orion capsule for the manned moon missions are ready for the debut flight. So that's big news. I don't care how you look at it. It's huge news. And when we go back to the moon, an exciting time for a new generation. All right. We're waiting on a guest here. We want to talk about what happened in Albania this last week that changed everything with Iran. If you haven't heard this, some of the leading voices in Iran now are saying it's time to talk to Donald Trump. Some of the leading voices are saying it's time to talk with Donald Trump and move the conversation forward, as opposed to this back and forth. As you know, the Iranians claimed a UK oil tanker over the weekend, putting armed Marines, Iranian Marines, onto that vessel and taking the vessel over. The UK now saying that it's got about a day to return everything, including the people that it captured. And if that does not happen, all bets are off. All bets are off. But in Albania, which is an unusual place for all this to happen, in Albania there are things happening because the Iranians, including the former president and so forth, have gotten together. And the People's Mujahideen of Iran have been demonized for decades doing an organized, effective disinformation campaign by Iranian intelligence, they say. And the appeasement of the mullahs by American presidents since the Islamic Revolution during Jimmy Carter's tour in the White House. But a lot of things have changed there. We're still waiting on that guest. We're just going to move on. I'm not going to wait for that. We're going to move on from him and get to the other news of the day. Can we do that? Everybody good with that? All right, good. Let's see here. Let's figure out where we are here. Let's go with bite number 7. Jerry Nadler, as we were talking about earlier, Bob Mueller's whole squad coming to the squad. Got that term in my head. Bob Mueller coming to Capitol Hill this coming Wednesday. Jerry Nadler on the hot seat trying to figure out what does he do when Bob Mueller arrives on Capitol Hill. Well, here's what Jerry Nadler has to say about that, because he believes desperately that something good is going to come from this. Bite number 7. Go.
Well, we want the American people to hear directly from Special Counsel Mueller what his investigation found. The president and the attorney general and others have spent the last few months systematically lying to the American people about what the investigation found. They've said that it found no collusion, that it found no obstruction, that it exonerated the president. All three of those statements are absolute lies. It found a great deal of collusion. It found a great deal of obstruction of justice by the president, and it found refused to exonerate the president. We think it's very important for the American people to hear directly what the facts are, because this is a president who has violated the law 6 ways from Sunday. If anyone else had been accused of what the report finds the president had done, they would have been indicted.
Which they keep saying. And yet, there's been ample time for the 448-page report to be sorted out. And yet there's, I don't know, is there something there that I'm missing? Something I'm missing? Cause maybe Jerry knows something. We'll get more into that in hour number 2. I mentioned this at the top of the program. You've heard about the homeless problem in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in California in general. You've heard all of this. And now Dr. Drew, famous, television doctor, says the possibility of a bubonic plague outbreak is very serious. It's spread by rodents. The bubonic plague last hit Los Angeles in 1925, so it's not an unheard-of situation. And Dr. Drew says that The bubonic plague, which is a bacteria, could be spread to humans from rodents because of the combination of the city's massive rat infestation and the increasing number of homeless people sets the stage for a major outbreak in the streets of Los Angeles. The last outbreak, as I mentioned, plagued Los Angeles from 1924 until 1925. And according to Dr. Drew, it took heroic efforts from doctors to stop it at that time. Well, a lot more people in California now, a lot more people in Los Angeles now than there ever was then. Could bubonic plague be on the way? Well, it's possible. Other outbreaks of disease have occurred because of the homelessness there. An outbreak of typhus was also predicted by Dr. Drew. And so what he says is you're looking at all of these, you're looking at all of these people, homeless people. You're looking at all of these people that are crowded together, fecal matter on the streets, dysentery, hepatitis A, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, the whole family of hepatitis, bubonic plague. And he brings it all back to socialist programs that have failed, plus the influx of illegals coming to California because they believe it's Christmas in California because everything's free. If they can just get to California, it's all free. Well, the result of that is potentially a very major public health outbreak and public health breakdown. This is one of the downsides, he says, of the policies of the Democrat Party in California that have failed miserably. Can you imagine a modern bubonic plague in California? It would be, talk about unprecedented. That's what that would be. You hear that word all the time. It would be unprecedented. It would be something like we have never seen in our lifetime. Because it would spread quickly. You look at the encampments that are under the highways, under I-5, and you look at the encampments in San Francisco. If it happened in Los Angeles, it certainly could happen in San Francisco and all of those major cities in Los Angeles that have incredible homeless population problems. Now, remember back when Ronald Reagan was president, and they used to tell you, Ronald Reagan's fault that you have all this homelessness. Really. This homelessness blossomed in earnest under the previous administration, not under this one. This one's created more jobs and opportunity for people than anything in the past. So you have to ask yourself, how did we get here? Well, it seems we got here through the idea that, you know, 1% growth is the new normal, that will give welfare help to anybody that comes here, no matter where they're from. And that's when you look at these people on the stage saying, we'll give health care, government health care to anyone, citizen, non-citizen, none of it matters. Doesn't matter who pays for it, where it comes from, we'll just take care of all of it. The end result is right there. The end result is right there. It's 41 after on a Monday. So Steve Gruber's back after this.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.